Greetings to all of you. It is good to be here with you today, and a great privilege to share the word of our God with one another. The basis for our thoughts in this hour comes from the gospel reading read moments ago. In this gospel lesson, we are reminded that Jesus Christ, even before his persecution and death and resurrection, even before those events, he was sharing instruction with his disciples with respect to his call to them to go into all of the world and make disciples. And so today, as we look at this section of the scriptures, we are reminded of the promise of the Holy Spirit. We are also reminded of our call and of our duty to share the word of God, the gospel, with all with whom we come into contact, reaching to all points of all of the world. And we're reminded today in this gospel reading that the Holy Spirit is with us to enable us, to share and care for us, and to use us in this great calling of making disciples of all people. Today, as we look at this section of the scriptures, I am particularly moved by a short verse within this gospel lesson, and we will seek to apply that verse to ourselves today. It's a word of Jesus to his disciples and to you and to me. I will come to you. That phrase should not surprise us. In that phrase itself is described our gracious and merciful God. I will come to you. You recall that when it happened in the garden, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, forgetful of the will of God and listening to the suggestions made by Satan himself, they fell from grace. They disobeyed. But what happens? I will come to you. Adam, where are you? And from there goes the story and the account of the grace of God, the call of God, his reaching out for sinners, and it also then begins the plan of salvation and the promise of one who was to come. I will come to you. People who had that promise, the promise of deliverance, grew weary at times, especially, for instance, when they were for centuries in slavery in the land of Egypt. They would tend to forget the promise of God. But God did not forget. I will come to you. And he sends a prophet. He sends Moses among them. Let my people go. And God assured that he was still with them. And then followed centuries of waiting for the people, the called ones of God. But they were not always faithful. They often also listened to other proclamations and forgetting about the promise of God. They wandered away. And then they joined in other gods and other places and became forgetful totally of God. I will come to you. God sends the prophets among them, pleading with them to repent, offering them grace and life eternal. I will come to you. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. I will come to you. He came among men, and we were asked to call him Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus himself said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And he came among us obedient to the law, obedient to his Father. And then in obedience, he laid down his life on a cross, making payment for the sins of all people. We are set free. We are the ones also who have become recipients of this grace of God. And we know him as forgiving, as a gracious, kind God who has brought us to faith and assures us that we too, like Jesus Christ, will one day rise from our graves, and assures us also that he is with us every step of the way. I will come to you. This word is for you and for me. As we go about making disciples, as he has commanded us and encouraged us, there will be many disappointments. We shall find out all soon enough that when we seek to do anything by our own power, that is the key to failure. We soon learn that we do not have the erudition. We do not have the gifts within ourselves. We do not have the intelligence to turn people to God and to discipleship. That alone can be done by the Spirit. And we learn that our words can really make no dent at all into the attitude of worldliness, complacency, and indifference as so often is always in the world. But Jesus says, I will come to you. That's the promise of this gospel section. I will come to you and aid you and help you and bless your work as you look to me for your aid and for your help. By ourselves, we cannot turn people to God. We cannot bring a single person to faith, but it is the Holy Spirit that works through us that brings people to faith. Some of you right now possess in your hand a call from through the placement committee. Some of you have in your hand a placement assignment in Vicarage. You have this promise too. I will come to you. I will help you. I will bless you. You may be even right now are not looking so enthusiastically upon that which has been placed into your hand. Perhaps you have big questions about it all. But carry with you this promise. I will come to you. He won't let you down. Some years ago in the parish, a gentleman who was a kind of a one-man contractor who had a tractor and attached to it at the back was a back-end loader and in front a loader from that direction. He did many jobs such as leveling, landscaping, laying of pipes. And a fellow came to him and asked him if he would serve him by coming and burying a 1,000-gallon empty tank to bury it just beneath ground level. And he said, I consented to do that. But he said, I worked for 2 weeks. After 2 full weeks, I had not secured this container underneath the surface. But he said, swallowing my pride and forgetting my own abilities, I asked my friend if he would go with me the 3rd week on Monday morning to help me secure this tank. And he said, by mid-morning, it had been secured, rightly. So for us, to reach out as we would go make disciples and ask for help. We have this promise, I will come to you. And when you have concerns or maybe even difficulties, when doubts might seek to arise, remember this promise, I will come to you. I'll not leave you out there on your own. Ask him to come. Swallow any pride that might be there and say, Lord, I need your help. Come to me. God bless you, dear friend. Amen.